at Farm Machinery Show. I'm visiting with Gary Wojcik. And Gary, we've got a pretty good-sized tractor on display here. You're going to tell me a little bit about what we've got and what is setting it off in terms of what we call the new Tier 4B, I believe. We'll learn about that here in our interview. So let's go ahead and tell us what we got here, Gary.
Yeah, what we're looking at here is the highest horsepower row crop tractor we offer. And it comes with an AutoCommand CVT. It's a Genesis T8 tractor. Max horsepower is 435. But this is our latest Tier 4B solution. This is the final of the Tier 4. And this product basically has won an AE50 award for the Tier 4B solution. In comparison to other companies, we have a distinct advantage in the fact that we stick with the seamless transition. We stick with the solution we had before, which was a after treatment with selective catalytic reduction. Okay, AdBlue or adding DEF to the engine and doing the treatment that way. We are the only company that can do that for Tier 4 Final or Tier 4B. Mm-hmm. Okay, other companies have had to do hybrids. In other words, they've got a cooled EGR plus a after treatment system. Okay, and so we feel we've got a solution that keeps it just like it was in the last version, a seamless transition to Tier 4B.
And for the operator of the equipment, what does this mean from their perspective? That they don't have to learn something new or do something different?
Absolutely. That was what I was talking about. Yeah. Seamless. I was trying to get the words in there right, but the seamless transition from Tier 4A to B, nothing different. Mm-hmm. Okay. And in fact, the efficiencies on the tractor are even better. We're talking about maintaining at least equal or gaining on fluid efficiency, mm-hmm. which would be fuel and the DEF or the AdBlue, because of the new mapping of the fuel mapping of the engine, and the fact that we have eight different patented items on the Tier 4B. We call it a high E. Efficiency, high efficiency SCR system, high ESCR, allows us to meet Tier 4B by having those patented items in there, like a closed loop sensing that does more sensing and more accurate metering of the AdBlue. We're monitoring ammonia. We've got a patented mixing tube that mixes it more efficiently. Okay, we've got an exhaust flap that actually keeps the temperature exactly proper, so it delivers the exhaust at the right kind of mixture, so to speak. And all those things add up to the reasons we can do this and the other competitors cannot. And it all leads to efficiency and a seamless transition to Tier 4B.
Now, if I understand, we're talking about this T8 Genesis here, but this is now going to be available through all of your lines of equipment, right?
Eventually through all lines. And right now, for high horsepower tractors, it's happening now. Which in production in the next month or two, we'll be kicking off T7, Genesis T8 and T9 Tier 4B production. Mm-hmm. So the orders have been taken. Most of them production is full through the summer even already. So things are moving along pretty good.
So in other words, it's like come out to the show and get your order in quick.
Well, I mean we've on this tractor here on the Genesis, we've got basically a month of production left. For the model year, so it's gone quite well. The T7 is about 2 months, and the T9 about a month. So,
yeah, sounds like great. Now here at the show, people can see a lot of activity around us in this video clip. We are at Farm Machinery Show. It seems like the pace is picking up here. What kind of feedback have you got? I mean, how informed are some of these folks about the need and why we're doing this and
You're talking about Tier 4B?
Tier 4B, oh, yeah, yeah.
I think the education level has hit most of them. They understand that Tier 4 is here, and we've got to make a final solution. They seem to know that. Now, they don't all know how companies get there, and that's right. Part of my message is that we're sticking with a after-treatment system where other brands are doing hybrid between cooled EGR and SCR.
Well, I've heard New Holland say it before, but it's because we're smarter, right?
Well, we're New Holland smart, of course.
There you go.
What we're really smart is taking the solution that we've had with our our Fiat powertrain engines and used in Iveco trucks in Europe. This is a solution that's there. That's how we got all this technology, frankly. That's where we got all these patented items that allow us to be to meet Tier 4B with the solutions, because we've been doing it. And we've dedicated the resources to get those, to fine-tune the system.
Well, I think you probably touched on it, but looking kind of ahead down the road here, especially with high-horsepower tractors, what should we expect as we go through the year? I know we got more shows. There's probably something new in the pipeline, I'll bet, even.
There's always something new. That's right. I mean, our big thing at this point will be bringing in the Genesis Tier 4Bs, the T7 Tier 4Bs, T9 Tier 4Bs. And then there's some new things coming, and we'll introduce those towards about June. We'll be talking some new things for 2015 again.
Well, thank you very much, Gary, for visiting with me here at the National Farm Machinery Show. It's getting a little loud, and it's going to get louder. But appreciate the time here, and thanks to New Holland for their support of our coverage of Farm Machinery Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.